City of Ketchikan voters on August 24th will decide two ballot propositions regarding the location of the proposed library. Ballot proposition number one would allow the city to construct a new library anywhere within city limits. The measure was placed on the ballot by the Ketchikan City Council. Ballot proposition number two also deals with the location of a new library. The second proposition would require the city, if it chooses to construct a new building, to do so on a city-owned lot downtown. This ballot proposition was brought forward by a citizen group called A Better Choice, or ABC. Yes, please, no thanks, Chairperson Teresa Chenal says her newly formed group is opposing the ABC ballot proposition. She says the proposition would limit the choices for a new library to either the existing library location in the Centennial Building or the old main school site on Grant Street. Chenal says both downtown locations were studied and rejected as viable sites.
They just simply aren't adequate sites and in the best interest of the community to have them located there.
Chenal says her group supports the city council ballot proposition, which she says will allow the city to move forward with the purchase of library property at Copper Ridge. She says design of a new facility at Copper Ridge has already begun.
We believe that the process that is underway right now is the best opportunity we have because it will put us in the best position to receive the state matching funds of $6 million to cover the costs of the new facility. And if they are unable to build the library at the site that's been selected on Copper Ridge, that whole process will be derailed and we may very well not get the funding and not get a new library.
Chenal says Ketchikan is in line to receive state funding for a library next year. ABC spokesperson Sam Bergeron says his group disagrees with the city's selection of the Copper Ridge site for a new library.
We formed our group because we felt the decision to put a library in an active rock quarry, you know, a rock pit, is a bad choice. We also felt that as planners, as, you know, community leaders, that the best place for a library is in the downtown where the most people can have access to it.
Bergeron says construction of a library on a city-owned property downtown would ultimately save local taxpayers money.
It's all about the money. The city government should not be spending money needlessly in the greatest recession since the Great Depression. And although a $12 million library is a fine thing, if you consider the other drains on the public coffers, I mean, we've got to start drawing the line somewhere. We've got to start saying that we need to make sense with the public's money. And putting a library in a rock pit and being the most expensive, inaccessible location doesn't make sense to us. And we don't think it's going to make sense to the electorate as well.
If the city constructs a library downtown, Bergeron says the city could utilize cruise ship head tax dollars to help pay the city's share of building the new facility. Both A Better Choice and Yes Please, No Thanks say they are raising funds to advertise in advance of the August 24th election. KRBD will host a call-in show on the library site ballot propositions on August 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.